Parshat Vayetchanan always falls out between the saddest day on the Jewish calendar, Tisha B'Av, where we, of course, commemorate the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash, and other tragic events in our history. So Vayetchanan is always read after Tisha B'Av, and it's always read before Tu B'Av. Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, Shabbat Nachamu, where Hashem consoles us himself over the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, and we ourselves dust ourselves off and head straight to Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, where the Gemara tells us in Masechet Baba Batra that it is one of the happiest days of the year. In fact, the two happiest days of the year are Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara understands clearly why Yom Kippur is so happy. It's the day where we're forgiven. It's the day where we are reconnected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a strong and more powerful way. But the Gemara is not clear as to what makes Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, so special. And the Gemara Baba Batra, which starts on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph and goes to Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet, actually gives six reasons that makes Tu B'Av special, that makes Tu B'Av unique, that makes Tu B'Av so happy. In previous Shiurim, we've dealt with a couple of the other reasons. I wanted to focus on the last reason, on the sixth reason, why we rejoice on Tu B'Av. The Gemara says, and this is found on Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. The Gemara says, in Baba Batra, the Gemara says, Rabba v'Rav Yosef de'amri travayu. The Gemara says that Rabba and Rav Yosef together said the following. What makes Tu B'Av so special? It is the Yom Sheposkin Bo Milichrot Eitzim Lema'aracha. It is the day where we stopped, they used to stop, cutting wood for the Mizbeach. The wood, there was wood used every single day in the Beit HaMikdash on the Mizbeach for the Ma'aracha, which is the fire arrangements on top of the Mizbeach. The Gemara tells us, first the Mishnah, I'm sorry, tells us in Masechet Midot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Hei, that the Ezrat HaNashim, the Azara, to the east of the courtyard where the Mizbeach was, the large courtyard, was called the Ezrat Nashim or Ezrat HaNashim, was a huge courtyard. It's where the Simchat Beit HaShoeva took place. It's where men and women gathered to watch their karbanot being brought. And the Mishnah tells us that it itself was 135 amot by 135 amot, and there were four smaller offices or maybe chambers in each of the corners of this Ezrat Nashim. And the Mishnah in Masechet Midot Perek Bet Mishnah Hei tells us that the office or the chamber in the Mizrachit Tzvonit, in the northeast corner of the Ezrat Hanashim, was called the Lishkat Ha'etzim. Lishkat Ha'etzim, which was the chamber of the wood. And this is where all the wood that came, that was used in the Mizbeach, came from. And it really, we're referring to two specific fires on the Mizbeach. There were really three, but we're talking about two right now. One is the Ma'aracha Gdola, the large main fire on the southeast corner on top of the Mizbeach, which was used for burning the Korbanot, a huge fire. And this smaller fire called the Ma'aracha Shel Ktoret, which was on the southeast corner, which was on the northeast corner, to be used, that, and that was used to take coals from to burn the Ktoret inside the Beit HaMikdash. Anyway, again, to review, we are talking about on Tu B'Av, that Tu B'Av was the last day where wood was chopped, brought to the Lishkat HaEtzim, and to be used on the Mizbeach. And Tu B'Av was the last day. why was Tu B'Av the last day? The Gemara continues, going back to the Gemara. Baba Batra Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet. The Gemara explains why they stopped cutting wood for the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer. It's a brayta. Kevan Shehigiyu Chamisha Asar B'Av Tashash Kocha Shel Chama V'lo Hayu Kortin Eitzim L'Ma'aracha. The once says, there's a brayta that they learned in the name of Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, the great Rabbi Eliezer, and he said that as soon as the 15th day of Av came, as soon as Tu B'Av came, the power and the strength of the sun was weakened. And there's no more any ability, we'll say, to cut the wood. Why? Rashi explains, because the wood that was used to really be used on the Mizbeach had to be dried. And fresh logs, we're afraid, would be too damp. And that dampness may produce too much smoke, and it may also generate worms. That's Rashi. Actually, Rashi at this part in Baba Batra, we usually call him the Rashbam. We think that it's written by the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson. Anyway, so that's what the Rashbam says, that we know that wood had to be dried out. If it wasn't dry enough, the smoke would be too great, and there will be worms. After Tu B'Av, the days begin getting shorter and shorter, too short, and the sun is no longer strong enough to dry out freshly cut logs, and therefore no more trees were cut down after Tu B'Av. And the Gemara continues, actually, and says, Amarav Menashe, v'karule yom tabar magal. That day of Tu B'Av actually had a nickname. And the nickname was the day that the axe was broken. The day that they broke the axe. That's it. The axe-breaking day. This is what the Gemara says and the Rashbam explains. That's it. Tu B'Av is a day where the days are getting too short, that if we cut the wood, there will not be enough time for it to dry. If it dries, if it doesn't dry enough, there'll be too much smoke. And worms will be found. As a matter of fact, the Lishkat HaEitzim that I mentioned a couple minutes ago, who worked there? It was Kohanim that had mumin, that had blemishes. And that's what the Masechet Midot tells us. The Kohanim Ba'le Mumin, the Kohanim with blemishes, would sit in this Lishkat HaEitzim and check the wood over and over and over again to make sure that they were dry enough and to make sure that no worms could be found. And that is the day of the breaking of the axe. The axe is no longer needed. And that happened on Tu B'Av. The question, I think, is clear. Why is this a simcha? Why is this a day that Rabba and Rav Yosef tell us, this is why we celebrate? We said that there are six reasons, and each reason has to be understood and explained, but this sixth reason also doesn't seem to be very clear. Why is this so special? What makes this special that would engender and require simcha? So much so that Tu B'Av would be the happiest day, one of the happiest days of the year. Now, Rav Shlomo Aviner has a very beautiful pshat, which we're not going to go into too much depth, but Rav Shlomo Aviner says very beautifully that once wood could not be cut for the Mizbeach, well, where are you going to get your wood from? The answer is from you and me. We are going to begin donating wood to the Mizbeach so that it can be used for the Mizbeach. And all different kinds of wood were allowed, and I could donate. And that's Rav Aviner says, is the cause for Simcha, that I am able now to donate. It's no longer the officers of the Mikdash that are providing their own wood. I, from my home, I'm able to bring wood and donate it to the Mizbeach. What a beautiful Simcha. And that is a beautiful idea, the concept of giving, the concept of contributing to a mitzvah, the concept of contributing to the Beit HaMikdash, a very beautiful idea. The Rashbam on the Gemara we quoted, and the Marsha, and many others, say something else. They have a different idea, and I want to talk about that a little bit. The simcha, they say, is not really related specifically to the cutting of the wood, but it's really related to a more general aspect of mitzvot. So we'll quote the Rashbam. V'oto yom shepasku hayu smechim. Lefi shebeoto yom hayu mashlimin mitzvah gedola kazot. Says the Rashbam, you know what the simcha is? The successful completion of a mitzvah. Look at this day after day. We used to go out and chop wood for the Mizbeach, and now we are done. And we can sit back and look back and say, what a simcha. The mitzvah is complete. Actually, this is one of three sources that we have in the Torah for making a siyum, for the celebration of completing a part of the Torah. One of them is what we just mentioned. Shebaoto yom hayu mashlimin mitzvah gedola kazot. And there are two other sources. One comes from the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Yud Chet Amud Bet, into Kuf Yud Chet Amud Aleph. The Gemara there lists 10 Amoraim who spoke honestly about the mitzvah that they were careful about. And each one of them says, I should get reward because dot, dot, dot. And that's already a very different discussion, but an important discussion, how we do have to share our Torah successes with others, and so that people can learn from us. We're taught to be humble, and we are supposed to be humble, but it is an important idea to share with our children, with our spouses, parents, important things that we do so that other people can learn from us, not in a gaivadic way, but in a truthful way. Anyway, Abaye is one of those Amoraim mentioned, and this is what Abaye says. Amar Abaye teiti li. I should get reward. Why? Dichi chazinat surbu merabanan deshali masechte avidna yomatava lerabanan. Says Abaye, I do something very special. That whenever one of my students finishes a masechet, I make a party, avidna yomatava, I make a great day, lerabanan, for everybody. As a matter of fact, this is a source that we have a halacha that if you make a siyum, it's a su'udat mitzvah for me. It's also a su'udat mitzvah for me. In the 9 days, for example, you can make a siyum and I could eat meat. I'm celebrating with you. Anyway, that's one source. The other oft-quoted source for having a siyum comes from Shir HaShirim Rabbah. The Marsha on the Gemara we just quoted in Shabbat quotes this Medrash. I won't go into too much detail here, but it's Shir HaShirim Rabbah, in the very beginning, Parsha Aleph, Piska Tet. Shir HaShirim Rabbah, Aleph Tet. And this Medrash discusses the story of Shlomo HaMelech having a dream. And Hashem says, whatever you want, I'll give you, says Hashem. And says Shlomo HaMelech, it's the Medrash there, Amar Shlomo im eshal kesef v'zahav avanim tovot u'margaliot hunotein li. If I asked for gold, silver, precious diamonds, jewels, Hashem would give it to me. Hashem said, I'll give you anything. I could ask him for money. Ela harei ani sho'elat ha'chochma. I'm really going to ask for chachma. And Hashem gives him chachma. And I'm skipping a little bit. Vayikat Shlomo v'hine chalom. Shlomo wakes up and here's a dream. And all of a sudden, miyad, immediately. Vayavo Yerushalayim, vayamod lifnei Aron brit Hashem, vayal olot, vayashlamim, vayas mishtel l'chol avadav. Shlomo has a dream. Hashem says, I'll give you anything you want. Shlomo says, I could ask for this, I could ask for that. I'm going to ask for none of it. All I'm going to ask for is chachma. He gets chachma. He wakes up, realizes that he has chachma, and he makes a huge party, and the Medrash ends. Amar Rabbi Elazar, mikan she'osim si'uda legomra shel Torah. Rabbi Elazar says, you see that? I hear from here that I make a siyum when I finish Torah, part of the Torah. So here we have three sources for a siyum. One is Masechet Shabbat, that we already quoted, Kuf Yud Chet, Kuf Yud Tet, that Abaye used to make a party when one of his students made a siyum. The second source is Shlomo HaMelech, in the Medrash in Shir HaShirim that he wakes up from his dream, he acquires Chachma, and makes a party. And the third source is from our topic right now, the cutting of the wood. As the Rashbam says in Baba Batra, when you finish a mitzvah, you make a party. It's a big, 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 big simcha. And I'd like to explore this a little bit more in depth, specifically looking at the Medrash of Shlomo, and hopefully being able to understand all the concepts here. The Medrash seems to be very difficult. It's the only one, it's the only source of the three where we have a story behind it. In other words, we have Abaye who made a party. We have the Tu B'Av, where it's a big simcha. But Shlomo HaMelech's story seems to be very odd. He doesn't do anything. He receives Chachma and makes a party. What is the connection between Shlomo's happiness and a siyum on the Torah? Why would that be? Why would Rabbi Elazar tell us, oh, here we make a siyum? Why is that connected? He made a party because he received Chachma. Why is that called a siyum, so to speak, when I finish the Torah? And secondly, as I said already, this is the opposite of a siyum. He makes a party and he hasn't even learned anything yet. What has he done with this Chachma? It's a very wonderful medrash, a very good lesson. Hashem gives him the opportunity to do anything, and yet Hashem and Shlomo says, no, I want Chachma, and he makes a huge party. I understand the party, but this is not a siyum. A siyum is when you finish something. He hasn't even started yet. It's literally the very next step. He wakes up, miyad, he goes and throws a party. Why should that be? Perhaps we can answer these questions by looking back at our topic of the chopping of the wood. The Gemara had said that Tu B'Av is a very special day, and it brought six reasons. And the sixth reason was Rabba and Rav Yosef, cutting of the wood. And the Gemara there continues that Mikan Va'elach, from that day and on, from Tu B'Av, the day that we broke the axe, because we're no longer cutting wood for the Mizbeach, Mikan Va'elach, says the Gemara, Demosif Yosef, She'eno Mosif Yasif. The Gemara, based on what we just said, says the following. From that day on, whoever adds will add, and whoever does not add will decrease. What does that mean? Whoever adds will add, and whoever does not add will decrease. The Rashbam once again tells us that we're talking about learning Torah. Now that the days are getting shorter, I have less time to learn Torah. So what do I? But I have longer nights. So whoever adds to the night, by using the added nighttime properly to learn Torah, will add length of days and years for herself. And chas v'shalom, whoever doesn't add extra night time learning because they have extra time, chas v'shalom will decrease their time. That is the continuation of the Gemara. Whoever says, I mean, the Gemara itself says, Demosif Yosef, She'eno Mosif Yasif. And as I said, the Rashbam, for example, says, Demosif Yosef min halayla al hayom lishanot. To learn Torah, Yosef Yamim, and you'll take a look at the Marsha, says the same thing. This is exactly our point. The finishing of the cutting, in other words, the conclusion of cutting the wood, gives me more time to, well, it depends on what I do with my time. It's a huge simcha if I use the extra time to learn Torah. It's not a simcha, chas v'shalom, if I don't use the time properly. This is alluded to, I think, in the fact that the Gemara, as we said, calls this day, Amar Rav Menashe, and it's called Yom Tabar Magal. It's the day of the breaking of the axe. We finish this mitzvah? Okay, let's move on to something else. A siyum, and Rabbi Soloveitchik really says this in a different context, but I think it comes from here also. A siyum is not celebrating the finishing of something. The opposite. There's no such thing as finishing. I'm not done. A siyum is a celebration of what we've accomplished in order to go further, to apply it to our lives, to apply it to our future learning. What am I going to do with my newfound knowledge? Shlomo wasn't celebrating finishing. He didn't finish anything. He was celebrating the opportunity to go further with his extra chachma that he acquired. What a simcha! I learned Masechet Shabbat. I learned Masechet Tanit. I learned, Nevi'im Rishonim. What am I going to do with that now? Put it on a shelf so it can collect dust? That's no siyum at all. That's terrible. I have new wisdom. I'm going to stand on top of that wisdom, build on it, and maybe learn another Masechet, or maybe review this Masechet, or learn more Torah, or put it away. No, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. That is exactly what a siyum is. What Shlomo HaMelech did, and Abaye celebrates. And when we celebrate, you're done chopping the wood? Great. Now what are you going to do with the extra time? I'm going to learn Torah with it. I'm going to do more mitzvah with it. It's a huge deal that I now have more time. That's a huge celebration, a huge simcha. And every siyum is not an end. It's really a new beginning. In the Torah, we really find almost opposite perspectives about beginning and ending something. On the one hand, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu values the process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu values the journey. And as a matter of fact, that's what we say when we go to a siyum. One of the things that we say, we declare how lucky we are, how fortunate we are to be able to learn Torah and to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way we say it, one of the phrases that we say is Anu ratzim u'mekablim schar, v'heim ratzim v'einan mekablim schar. And everybody asks on this, what do you mean? Why do we say that they, people who don't learn Torah, do not receive reward for their work? They do. They get paid for their jobs. But says the Chafetz Chaim, yeah. But Anu ratzim u'mekablim schar, or Anu amelim u'mekablim schar, we get reward for the journey. We get reward for the process. Non-Torah related things, you only get rewarded when you're finished. If I give a job to somebody to paint my house, I'll pay him when he finishes the house. I'm not going to pay him if he doesn't finish the house. He's got to paint the whole house. But Torah's not like that. Torah values process. So on the one hand, Torah values not the end, but the process. But on the other hand, we do say that completing something is valuable. If you put up a half a mezuzah on your doorpost, you've done nothing. If you build half a sukkah, you've done nothing. If you perform half the Seder on Pesach night, maybe there is some existential or metaphysical meaning, especially if you were unable to complete the mitzvah because it's not your fault. However, the mitzvah is still not done. It is true that whether we like it or not, a job half done is not a job. And so we have to recognize that we do appreciate process, but we also celebrate completing. And the idea of completing is not that I lock it up, put it on a shelf, and goodbye, and maybe dust it off every once in a while. No, I take the Torah learning, and I celebrate. And may this Tu B'Av be a real, genuine celebration. Here we are, the summer is turning towards an end. As we just said, the days are beginning to get a little bit shorter, and we are heading towards, we're only 6 weeks away from Rosh Hashanah, believe it or not. And may we all be zochet to look back on a year of completed mitzvot, of beautiful Torah learning, but not stop there. Keep going further and further and growing and growing. And Amir Tzashem, if that happens, then not only will Tu B'Av be the happiest day of the year, but so will Be'ezrat Hashem Tish'a B'Av by next year. Have a Shabbat Shalom, everybody.